The ANC has been struggling to pay salaries. They've been struggling to pay salaries since 2019. So today, frustrated, desperate ANC employees, they're protesting at Luthuli House. Their demands are around late salary payments, around contributions towards pension and UIF as well, and various other labor issues too. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, watching that one for us. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. What are the concerns here of the ANC employees, and what are the reaction of the ruling party?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think you've mentioned a few of the concerns highlighted by the workers, the inconsistency around their salaries, and at this specific moment, the non-payment of their March salary. The current month, June, is coming to a calendar close, and they still haven't seen their month salaries from May. They've complained about their provident funds not being paid for several months. They said that there's been inconsistencies around finances in the ANC since 2018, and their biggest issue is not being heard. You know, one of them said to me this morning, if we were heard, we wouldn't picket. We have no other way of trying to get their attention. We want them to hear us out. The ANC's Treasurer General, doing a mini media tour yesterday, speaking about how they hear and understand their workers' rights to demonstrate, and how they are trying to come up with a plan to make sure that they get their salaries and to tighten issues at the ANC.
Paul Mashatile, as you say, going on a mini media tour, he's been saying that money is trickling in, and all of this is because of the Political Party Funding Act. So some people don't want to donate now because there's transparency. What is his explanation here? How are they going to dig themselves out of this hole?
You know, Mandy, they've never really been able to give a proper answer. I now think back to the Deputy Secretary General, Jesse Duarte, saying, we will do things right. We'll get this right, and we'll do it above board legally. But there are no answers as to how. The strange thing around blaming the Party Funding Act and saying that people want to be anonymous, it's bizarre. You think about the ANC's gala dinners, Mandy, and how people actually want to be seen, given the ANC, man. People want to be seen next to leaders in the ANC at the presidential table that are donated to the governing party. So it's a little bit of a bizarre explanation, because people who want to give to the ANC are often people who want to be seen giving to the ANC, but they don't have a direct thing that they can point at as this is the answer. I mean, they are speaking about reducing staff as the one idea, but that audit process is still taking place.
I don't know if you can answer this question, Tsidi. Maybe one of our listeners can help us, but what happens if the ANC goes bankrupt? Have they been able to explain that?
They haven't been able to explain much, you know. A lot of pundits say that the ANC needs to work on a financial model, period. That it needs to understand that it cannot go around saying it functions like an NGO. What we've seen is state capture is one of the reasons why what the ANC is doing is not working.
And this is really a really interesting question. You know, the implications, obviously, for the ANC, but then for the country as well, considering they are the ruling party. So no doubt you'll stay on that one, Tsidi, and keep tracking it for us. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. Maybe you can explain that to me. What happens if the ANC does go bankrupt, if they can no longer find money to pay salaries? They are the ruling party. What impact, of course, on local government elections? We know the IEC does obviously give some funding to that, but really concerning for those members, and if the ANC has to lay off a bunch of staff as well, what are the implications of that? And do you agree with this comment from Paul Mashatile, the Treasurer General, saying to Clement Maniatella yesterday on 702 that a lot of it has to do with the Political Party Funding Act, that now that there is transparency, people don't want to donate? But I tend to agree with Tsidi here. Everybody wants to be seen at those gala dinners.